Patsy, I'm sure you're excited. Mark English and Arlene Crossan in action a little bit later on.
Absolutely, Kieran. Excited, surely, and you can't wait, really. At 27 minutes past four, people should get to the televisions to watch Mark. And then, so shortly after 5 o'clock, Arlene's on that 4x4, which is a big, big step up for her as well. Mark has done extremely well. Everybody's very aware of his performances, both in the number and in round one, and indeed in the semi final. Everything under control. He's buzzing. He's very positive. He's in strong, strong position going into this final. Six athletes in the final, three medals, and let's have quickly look at it. The two indoor European medals previously for Mark, and indeed two outdoor European medals for Mark over 800 metres. It's a phenomenal record. Can he add to that record? Well, fingers crossed that he can. He's in great shape. He's in the best shape of his life. So just the race just needs to tease out for him, and that medal is there. So he's good enough to get a medal. It's just that nervous thing as the race approaches, you know, can he grab it on the day and nobody gets in his way, etc., etc., etc. And then later, Arlene Crossan, and this is a great, great, great opportunity for her. She's been included in the 4x4 start team. This is, you know, an Irish start team at 4x4 that's got a great pedigree. I don't anticipate that they will get medals, but it's a big, big deal personally for her. She's in the sport a long time. She had such great, great, great ability. It got lost at one stage, but it's been very, very much back online in the last 5-6 months, and she's trained extremely hard, and she's been breaking records. She's been running well, and she wants to do well, and the desire is back again. So we're looking forward to both of those people later on today, and I'll come back after Mark's race and talk about it. Well, it's been a busy weekend in addition to that. Yesterday we had the Masters Championships. We had schools down in Galway. We had Masters in Athlone. We have under 23 and 20s in Athlone today. So the schools was a big one. Young Oran McBrady from St Columbus College in Stranorder. He won the National Intermediate Cross Country Schools title last year. A very difficult thing to do. Well, he repeated it this time round and did extremely well. And not only for St Columbus, the Stranorder school, did he do it, but he led his team to the silver medals as well as Parik McGettigan, Young Donaghy, and Mark Alexander. So that's pretty historic for them. So well done, Columbus, there. And Elsa Moore from the Royal Prior in Rafoe, she finished second in the senior girls. And it's just another good run for Elsa, because she's been turning out good performances through Ulster and so on in the last couple of months. So it's great to see a young girl at senior schools level picking up a medal as well. So well done down there in Galway at Ballybrit. In the schools and the Masters yesterday, I'm going to throw you out some names of people who did win medals. There's a big, big Donegal contingent, Helen McCready and Luke Mangan, and indeed Aidan Gillespie from the Rosses. Aidan getting an Irish age group record in the hurdles. Great career, Aidan, over the hurdles over the years, and indeed in his long jump, but yesterday it was the hurdles. The O'Donnell family from the Olympian Club out there in Glenswally, that's Patrick, Martin and Karen. They each got medals, pretty noteworthy, three from the same family. And from Kirkconnell, there was Robert Anderson, Shane Toulon and Tom McKelvey, all of the medals in the different age categories. There was Breen O'Donnell from Killybegs, he was in the walk, winning it there. And from Finn Valley, you had Bosco Reid in the shot, continuing what has been, over the years, very, 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 very consistent performances. And he won his age group in the thing. Then there was Kay Byrne, there was Noreen Martin, Noreen Boner, and Katrina McGranahan, Katrina Devine. She got a couple of medals, and continuing a great, great, great run of victories over the years for Katrina as well, and indeed for the other girls as well. Then from Lifford-Strabane band, we had Michelle Shandy and Mark Doherty. They were in the medals, and that was the master story. Now today, so far, what we've got, Kiva Gallen in the under 20 shot put. She was a winner. Keelan McFadden from Cranford, he finished second in his 800 metres. And elsewhere, Owen Boyle and Jimmy Kennedy, they got medals for Kirkconnell's third triple jump there for them, and high jump for Owen Boyle. And Amy Green from Finn Valley, 4:39 a PB in the 1500 metres. So that's the story so far in Athlone, but there will be more good results later, but we may get to them. But the big, big, big attention, the real knockabout story right now, from a Donegal point of view, from an Irish point of view, is Mark English. And it's going to be a good afternoon, hopefully, for Irish athletics. Kate O'Connor is lying second in the heptathlon. She had a great 184 high jump this morning. That's the best high jump, and that's in the heptathlon. That's the best this height by an Irish high jumper this year. It's a PB for her, but she's going well. She's going head to head with the British girl for that medal. And interesting, the British girl is O'Dowda, and the Irish connection there. Obviously, if those in soccer would remember Callum O'Dowda, who played for Ireland, a brother. He's a brother, so a big strong Irish connection there. But prisoners in this game, and she's got to try and get that silver medal if she can for Ireland. And of course, Sarah Healy's in the 3,000 metres. That's a possible medal as well. But our attention here in Donegal and here out of Finn Valley is basically 100% on Mark English getting that medal, and Arlene Crossan getting her litmus test, her first opportunity to run a senior level and in the European Championships for the Letterkenny girls. So well done to each and every one. And 4:27 for Mark English.